And welcome back, everyone. This is the June 6th and 7th, 2024 GFMP Commission meeting. We are at the moment in our agenda for the public hearing and open forum. We'll begin with our public hearing. This portion of the meeting is designated for public comment finalizations, and our staff attorney, Nick Michaels, will facilitate from here and give further instructions. But before we begin, just a note to those folks that are joining us online and would like to share some comments with the commission. We've changed up our Zoom this go around, and so in order to be able to speak, there is a button at the bottom where you raise your hand. Please go ahead and click that, and Liz, who helps oversee some of our technical stuff here, will allow you in to speak. So if you want to speak, you do have to raise your hand at the bottom, and then if you are on your cell phone or phone, to do that, you have to push *9. So again, if you want to speak, you have to let us know by raising your hand or push *9. With that, we'll throw it over to Nick Michaels to begin the public hearing portion of today's meeting.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a reminder to members of the public, to those who wish to address the commission, you will be limited to 3 minutes. I will be keeping track and will let you know when you are reaching the end. We'll start first with item number 14 on the agenda, which is non-resident raccoon hunting with dogs. We'll first hear from David Williams, who is testifying virtually. Are you there, David? Okay, we'll come back if he jumps on. Staying with non-resident raccoon hunting, we have Patrick Weimer. Patrick, are you there? Okay, we'll come back if he jumps on. We'll move on again with non-resident raccoon hunting. We'll hear next from Nancy Hilding.
All right, can you hear me? I just unmuted and started my video. So can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, this is Nancy Hilding speaking for Prairie Health Audubon Society. I would like to ask the chair to repeat the instructions about raising hand later on in case some people arrive late. Okay, so we are opposed to all hound hunting of wildlife except for that related to research efforts, removal of conflict animal, and in some instances where you're trying to protect threatened or endangered species. And we believe hound hunting can result in animal cruelty to both target wildlife and the dogs. We have reviewed various videos of hound hunting of raccoons, and we are particularly concerned that when the hunter shoots the raccoon, it falls down. It's usually alive because they're shooting up into a raccoon high up in a tree. Falls down, still alive, and then it fights with a dog, and the dog eventually kills it and grabs it in its mouth and drags it over. So we think that. There's also contests where they hold a live raccoon. Oh, this is in the competitions. They hold a live raccoon in a cage, you know, like for 2 days, dropping it up and down for dogs to bark at it. So the animal cruelty, it's up to you guys to enforce animal cruelty laws in South Dakota with respect to wildlife. It's one of your duties. Anything you approve by definition is not animal cruelty. One of the reasons for this was to have competitions for raccoons hunting, and we believe that in some competitions they tree the raccoons but don't kill them, and in others they kill the raccoons at a tree. And when they have barking contests, and sometimes they use a dead raccoon, and sometimes they use a live raccoon in a cage. We are completely opposed to hound hunting, and we are opposed to wildlife killing competitions. However, if you allow this to go forward, we would like you to investigate whether you have the jurisdiction to pass rules about wildlife killing competitions and contests. And if we do, we hope that you will start doing that. And you begin with saying a raccoon killing contest shan't be killing, it shall just be treeing. And that sometimes when they're training dogs, they flood them, which is they throw a raccoon out in a flimsy cage.
You've reached your 3 minutes, Nancy.
All right. Well, I sent a letter here, and I hope that you will look at the letter that I sent. I have a concern, other concerns, and I guess I'll just raise them during open forum. Thank you.
Thank you. We also have Julia Anderson. Julia, if you're there, go ahead.
This is Nancy Hilding. Julie has told me that she can attend by phone and she has trouble hearing you or some sort of problem with the phone connection. She's listed on the participants.
Okay, I've been notified that we asked her to unmute, but she's no longer present. If she jumps back on, we will attempt to reestablish that connection. Is David Williams present? Is Patrick Weimer present? Is there anyone else, either in person or online, who wishes to address the commission specifically concerning the finalization for non-resident raccoon hunting with dogs? Okay, then, aside from the three that we haven't been able to connect with, we'll move on to item number 15 on the commission's agenda, which is elk raffle licenses. We will hear next from Gary Ledbetter. Is Gary present?
Hello? Hello?
Julie, is that you?
That is me. I am trying to get through. I have been trying to get through. The star 9 doesn't work.
Well, commission can hear you now, so if you wish to address them, you may begin.
All right. Thank you. My name is Julie Anderson, and I live in Rapid City, and I would like to speak against allowing out-of-state hound hunting of raccoons. To actively seek an animal on its own habitat, chase it down with hounds, tree or shoot it on the run so the owner can get gratification of working with their dogs, is a brutal and bloody game that in the year 2024 is an assault on any ethical belief system. The result of such support by commissions and governors results in unprecedented cruelty for bragging rights, as we have seen in Wyoming and with our own governor. Because they are classified as nest predators, they have no protection from any kind of cruelty. To now allow more people to engage in this blood sport with this finalization gives the green light to these unethical games. This is a slippery slope you will be going down if you approve this proposal today. Why doesn't this commission propose a nationwide contest for professional photographers to come and photograph our wildlife? This would not only bring people from all over the country to the Black Hills, but the photos would be free publicity and showcase the beauty of our wildlife and the place they live, as well as generating revenue for the agency. I challenge this commission today to get the current proposal and replace it with this type of non-lethal contest. Please have the vision and compassion to stand against these new blood games and take this agency into a different direction. I would also like to add that the public comment letters was 22-1 against finalizing this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Moving back to elk raffle licenses, is Gary Ledbetter present? Is there anyone else either present in person or present online who wishes to address the commission specifically about elk raffle licenses? We may have Patrick Weimer present. Patrick, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I was having a little issues here.
No problem. You may address the commission.
It seemed like I couldn't raise my hand or whatever. It wasn't allowing me to speak. But I'm here speaking on behalf of the non-resident raccoon deal. There's a lot of common misconception on how this is all drawn out. We really, I guess, shot for this opportunity for non-residents to be involved in what we do here with UKC, PKC hunting events. In these events, we're not even allowed to carry a gun. We don't hunt the raccoon per se, but in regards of how the competition is held, it is still considered a hunt. So we need the legal matters to be able to purchase the license and that type of stuff. For these non-residents to be involved in this, I believe Nancy said a lot of things that generally aren't as common as what some people think. Obviously, there's bad people in every sport. We try to hold a pretty high regard for the animals that we pursue and the animals that we use to pursue these animals. A lot of times when we end up at a raccoon tree, we politely wave at the raccoon and we leave it and go about our business. They're let go to live about their life, and we continue about art. With the UKC stuff, it's kind of a high money deal. I think we explained that in the last meeting that this could be a good opportunity for South Dakota to bring some really cool events into our state. You know, they put on events down south, and there's guys that are winning hundreds of thousands of dollars over these events, and we would like to have South Dakota certainly be a part of that. So if we come to a decision, I would sure hope that the commission and Game and Fish would help us out by allowing these non-residents to participate in the event. So that's about all I got. I appreciate your guys' time, and hopefully we can come to something that works for us.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. We'll move to item number 16 on the commission's agenda, which is the finalization for a landowner on owned land elk. Is there anyone present in person who wishes to address the commission on this finalization?